Good morning and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. This is where we highlight the groundbreaking work being done at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. It's a part of the Hackensack Meridian Health Network. I'm Joel Katz. Nice to have you back on the program. And we also have a doctor who's back on the program, Dr. Aram Jawed, MD, Advanced Bariatric Weight Loss Surgeon at Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK University Medical Center. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
And you brought someone with you this time.
I did. I brought a patient who has been very successful, and he had a procedure 2 years ago, and he has maintained a fantastic weight loss and has a great business venture, and he is all around living a very healthy lifestyle.
Awesome. So we definitely want to talk with Magno, but first, yep. Let's ask Dr. Jawed, tell us about the surgery that Magno had and how he's doing, you know, doing now from a surgery standpoint.
Sure. So Magno first came to see me about 2 years ago. He was struggling with long-term weight loss. And just like everybody else, you dive into one diet after another diet. You lose some weight. You gain it back. Eventually, you try different things like medications and things like that. You'll get the weight loss, but it won't be a permanent solution. So he came to me, and he had some other medical problems, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, some, you know, on the verge of diabetes and things like that. And we catered our procedure to exactly what he was looking for, which is a permanent weight loss solution. And we ended up doing a vertical sleeve gastrectomy, where we minimally invasively take out a portion of the stomach with the hunger hormones and stretch receptors in it, establishing him a new metabolism after the procedure. It's a very quick procedure. You're not under general anesthesia for a very long time. You're up, you're walking, you're drinking immediately after the procedure.
Wow.
And then you go home the next day. And what happens is you have the diet progression back to a regular diet, but because your body doesn't crave the foods anymore, nor does it really need so much energy from what it was absorbing before, all the fats and calories and sugars and everything else. What happens is your body kind of rejects that, and you feel like you don't need to eat much anymore, but you need to eat healthier. So you need to be on a more protein kind of centric diet, and you get rid of the fats and the sweets, and you don't crave them, you don't feel like you need them anymore, and you lose a significant amount of weight, but you keep that weight off. And that's exactly what Magno did. He did everything to the T. He studied all of our recommendations, and he followed them. He was a very compliant patient, and as the months were going on, he was losing weight, and he was very happy with that weight loss. And now all I see, and we've stayed, you know, how patients kind of become your friends afterwards. We've stayed in touch via social media. And all I see now is his active lifestyle. He's out there. He's climbing mountains. He's with his wife, always on a trail somewhere, always wearing, you know, running shoes and shorts and a T-shirt, you know, running around the world. And he's created this phenomenal new business venture, and I've tried a lot of these things, but they are a little kind of a food venture, a kitchen, and everything is bariatric friendly, high protein, low sugar. And so he's just done a phenomenal job changing his entire life, and I feel like he definitely has a new lease on life.
Yeah, I want to get into Magno's experience with you and the bariatric program. I also want to get into his business. But I want to jump back just for a second, because when you named you said the name of the procedure, if you can repeat that. But I noticed that the word sleeve is in the procedure, but that's a misnomer, right?
Well,
is there a sleeve?
So it's called a vertical sleeve gastrectomy. And mm-hmm. The reason it's called a gastric sleeve, or people say VSG, which stands for vertical sleeve gastrectomy, it's called a sleeve, but you're sleeving off a portion of that excess stomach with the hormones and stretch receptors, allowing you to eat a significant amount of food and giving you the hunger. So it's kind of a misnomer, because it's not a sleeve that you're putting on or you're wearing or we're inserting anything. We're actually taking something out, but we're sleeving off. That's kind of the terminology.
Right. I just wanted to clarify that, because there was like a band years ago, and I don't want people thinking that that is the current recommended technology.
No, the band was very popular. It has become a lot less popular mm-hmm. now that we have metabolic procedures. The band wasn't a metabolic procedure, so it didn't change your metabolism for long-term weight loss, but a vertical sleeve gastrectomy, a gastric bypass, duodenal switch, these procedures all change your metabolism at the core so that you have long-term weight loss.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that. So let's move on to Magno. Magno, thanks for being on the show, first of all.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. How's your life? How was your experience with Dr. Jawed? Tell us about, you know, everything that you went through and how they dealt with you and your experience with them at the bariatric program at JFK.
One thing I got to start with is I should have done this like 20 years ago.
Wow.
And not 2 years ago. You know, so as doctor said that I went to see him about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I had blood pressure, high cholesterol, I was diabetic type 2, I had heart palpitations, the nerves on my feet were starting to get damaged because of the blood sugar, and on an average, daily average, I was taking 13 prescription medication.
13.
All right. 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to my wife and I told her, you know what, I've tried everything under the sun and nothing seems to work. So I went in, spoke to Dr. Jawed, started the process, and probably 3 months later, today marks 2 year anniversary of my surgery. And I'm off all my medications. The last time I took my blood sugar medicine was the day before surgery. My blood pressure medicine was 30 days after, and cholesterol was about 90 days after.
So, and, wow, every medication that you were taking, 13 of them, you'd no longer take?
I absolutely take no prescribed
wow.
medication right now. And I do spot check my blood sugar, and my blood sugars are running around a 70, 75 average. And my blood pressure average is like around maybe 106, 110 over 70, 72. So I feel very energetic. I feel a lot younger than I do. And like Dr. Jawed said, I do travel quite a bit. And I do a lot of walking. I do a lot of hiking with my wife. And this is my procedure has also helped my wife. Because now I've stopped drinking alcohol 100%. I've stopped social smoking 100%. So when you have somebody that kind of supports you, the other person also tends to go in that same direction. So, you know, my wife's also lost weight. I'm the one that does all the cooking at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very health conscious. You know, I don't eat my wife's Colombian. So, you know, Colombians love chicharrón. That pork skin, I don't eat that anymore. And believe me, I used to eat everything prior to surgery. So I'm very, very health conscious, and I'm passing it along to my wife, which she's also seen results of just changing her eating habits and going for walks. I mean, going to the gym and working out and stuff like that.
So this is
That's fantastic, Magno. I mean, you've done incredible. And I just want to reiterate, you know, this trifecta that comes along with morbid obesity, unfortunately, is this hypertension or high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. When I was doing a lot of my training in Washington, D.C., you know, they kind of coined the term diabesity, and that was the real killer. So the fact that you don't have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes anymore, you put about 15 years onto your lifespan just by getting rid of those three things.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel great, and I tell everybody my story. But I've even here at work, I've referred one of my friends to Dr. Jawed, and he got the surgery. And, I mean, he's lost a tremendous amount of weight. Every time I see him, I call him slim now.
Yeah, you see it more in other people, right?
You know, because he saw me walking around here at work, and he's like, dude, what are you doing to lose weight? Because, I mean, I was pretty big. I was at around 270 day of surgery.
Okay.
And he's like, what are you doing? So I told him, hey, I just got the gastric sleeve. And so then he started looking into it, and he actually had Dr. Jawed operate on him.
Wow. So you were 270. I was going to ask you that. How much did you lose?
I've lost about 120 pounds right now.
So you're down to about 150?
About 150, 155, yes.
Wow. How tall are you?
I'm about 6'1".
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're in awesome shape.
Yeah, so, no, I am very... My sister is also very athletic, and she's kind of jealous. Yeah, she's kind of jealous. She's like, oh, my God, I wish I had, like, your muscles showing and everything. I'm like...
Now, you said you're the chef in the house. Did you cook beforehand? Were you, like, a cook, or did you just throw stuff in the microwave type of eater?
No, I mean, I was more like... I mean, I've always liked the outdoor cooking, so I was more, like, outdoor. My wife was more indoor. But also, like, when we went out, I mean, it would be, like, either... like a fat, juicy hamburger or chicken wings or just like fried food, pizza, you know, and I go out now and I mean, I look for, I mean, either a salad
right.
or like a grilled chicken, or if they don't have those options, I'll just have like a side of beans, you know, and I'm still working on, but I've also been training my mind, you know, like once I feel full, like I just stop.
Right, you don't keep eating.
You know, I don't keep eating, and I still follow protocol from the beginning. I've still got my scale at home, so I still weigh my breakfast, lunches, and dinner at home.
And it's important to point out, it's not really a struggle for you either. It's not like, oh, I got to, like, all right, I'm going to stop eating because I'm supposed to. You actually have the natural feeling of, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah. I mean, and what I kind of try coach other people is like, if you go out to people's houses, serve on like a small plate. Don't grab a big plate because, like, your mind will, like, say, oh, yeah, no, you still got a lot of room on your plate.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I go, I mean, we go to Mexico, it's all inclusive. I serve my food on, like, one of those little plates. It's like either,
uh-huh.
either, like, a fried egg, a piece of cheese, and maybe, like, a half a toast or something like that. So, like, I eat that, and then, like, I feel full, and, like, I stop eating.
Yeah, it is a good thing to do. I do that as well. I'm the only one at our family dinner table who has the small plate. It works. Yeah, it works for you. So, Dr. Jawad,
it works.
Dr. Jawad, how, you know, there, you don't just do the surgery and then see you later. There's lots of follow-ups. You keep in touch, as you mentioned earlier in our conversation. How has the follow-up been with Magno over the years?
Absolutely. So, you know, again, here at JFK University Medical Center, HMH, we have a really comprehensive weight loss metabolic center of excellence where we follow up really for the rest of your life. I mean, in the beginning, we want to make sure that everybody is kind of compliant with the diet, making sure that they're losing enough, not too much, not too little, and making sure that the protein intake and the vitamins and everything is perfect. So we'll see everybody immediately after the procedure, make sure everything went smoothly with the procedure. And then we'll see patients at 1 month, at 3 months, at 6 months, and then we're getting lab work to just make sure the blood levels are perfect at 3 months, at 6 months, and then at a year, and then we like to see patients annually after that. In addition to that, we have monthly support groups that are free, and they are a combination of virtual and in-person support groups where we have dietitians come by, we have our bariatric coordinator there, and we talk about all different types of issues from eating to exercise, and everybody is here to support one another. We also have dietitians in the office to support the patients, and it's very comprehensive. We are in the midst of expanding our center of excellence to include on-site exercise programs and things like that. So I think that the future is looking very bright for expanding our comprehensive program.
But you mentioned the support groups for life are complimentary?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're complimentary for the patient, yeah.
And anybody, I mean, they can come at any time and they're around people going through the same situation.
Exactly. And they're actually people at different stages, even with different procedures, but the concepts are all the same.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's great to have somebody 6 months down the line talk to somebody or give advice to somebody who's 2 weeks down the line and say, listen, this is what's going to happen. This is how you're going to feel. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. This is how you do it. And then we have people who are veterans, like Magno here, who can advise from day one all the way up to 2 years.
So the seniors taking care of the freshmen.
Exactly.
Magno, can you give us an example of, you know, you started, obviously, as a freshman, and you came into the class, we'll call it, and now you are, you've got a lot of experience. Can you give us an example from both sides of it?
Yeah, I mean, what I did, like, in the beginning, I went strictly by the book. You know, I read all the paperwork and all the books that I received from Dr. Jha's office, and this surgery was so important for me that I was so afraid of, like, messing it up, you know, so I did everything according to the books. And even now, it's, I'm very particular at my eating times. They told me I got to eat breakfast at 7:30. I eat breakfast most of the times at 7:30 when I'm, like, not on vacation. Stuff like that. Dinner is around the 6:30 mark, you know. And lunch is around the 12:30. So, I mean, it's not easy, but it's also not hard.
Well, it sounds normal to me. I mean, those times you mentioned, that sounds like that's when people eat those meals.
Yeah, you know, and it's also mental too, you know. It's got, you got to want to change in order to be successful. So, I mean, like, also with my cooking and stuff, like, whenever I'm wanting something sweet, I make protein bites, or I do something that's kind of sweet but not with sugar, you know, with maybe, like, natural sugars, you know. So, but yeah, it's, I did everything by the book. And once you do everything by the book, you shouldn't go wrong.
Right. It's all laid out. As long as you follow it, you're good.
Yeah.
So let me ask you. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I think what people have to realize, and I think that Magno really has, you know, taken this to heart, this concept of the procedure is a tool that you use in order to change your lifestyle. And it's how you use that tool, how successful you're going to be in the future, right? It's almost as if, and I love this analogy, one of my older patients used to give this analogy, but it's like if I told you to dig a hole, and you dug it with your bare hands, right? Well, now I'm giving you that shovel to dig that hole. So it becomes just much easier to do the work that you need to do in order to get to the place that you want to get. But you still got to put in some work, you know? And a lot of patients, I think, come in thinking that this is some kind of magic bullet. And there really isn't anything like that. And right now, I think the market has turned towards a lot of weight loss medications, semaglutides, injectables, and all these kinds of things, which... Look, they all help. I'm not going to say they don't help. But again, I think that the mindset is, well, if I can just inject myself or take a pill and do nothing else, then this is great because, it's a magic bullet. But that's not how any of these things work, okay? People don't realize with that kind of a thing, it's almost like a different type of diet, but in a pill form or an injectable form, and you have to do it for the rest of your life. Versus a procedure gives you a tool where it fundamentally changes the anatomy to get rid of the hormones that are making you big, so you don't have to inject yourself or take a pill for the rest of your life. Actually, as Magno pointed out, he takes much less medications than he ever used to take, so it's getting away from this medication and more towards a natural type of weight loss where you got rid of the hormones and you're using that tool to the best of its ability, and I think that Magno definitely encompasses that.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, you mentioned that the medications. Magno was taking 13 medications, prescribed medications, and now none. So that's an amazing accomplishment, an amazing thing.
And I use that as like my
motivation.
Not as my reminder, but as my motivation. I mean, I used to drink a lot. I mean, I would drink a beer or two like every day at home. Because I had a kegerator and everything, and I still got the kegerator. I still got a full bar at home, and I mean I do socialize, but I don't feel I hit a home run personally, getting off all my meds and losing all this weight. So I'm like, why am I going to like mess it up again by starting to drink? And I mean I've lost friends because I don't drink anymore, and I'm fine with that. At the end of the day, those weren't really friends.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I don't think they were friends.
Yeah, because I still have friends that kind of like supported me that were there at the finish line. And I mean, they drink, I don't drink, and I don't even crave. Like even when we go out to dinner with my wife, she's having her wine or having her beer. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't even crave, like, oh, let me get a sip of your beer. No, the last time I drank was probably like 2-3 months even before surgery.
That's great. So, That's great.
Yeah, it's a, for me, it's just a major accomplishment. And, yeah, I mean, I can't let this go downhill from now.
All right, well, we have a couple minutes left. I want to get into, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about your new business venture, Bariatric Kitchen. Is that,
yes,
tell us about it.
Yeah, I started like after surgery, like looking at like healthy eatings, and I am on a very low carb diet, like zero sugar. And so I started looking into like different healthy recipes and stuff like that. So the last time I bought store-bought bread was probably about 2 years ago. I make my own bread at home, which most of the bread I make is all almond flour bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do that, and I'll either put like olives or raisins, prunes, or jalapenos. Mm. I'll do that. I do a lot of protein bites made with like bananas, protein powder, cocoa, and mixed nuts, and I'll just bake those and put those in the freezer, and everything I cook, and most of the food I cook is healthy. I mean, I wouldn't cook something that I wouldn't eat. And I've got a lot of followers since Dr. Jod started following me. I've had several people buying protein snacks from me and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely, it's not where I want it to be right now, but at least I'm moving in the right direction.
And how can I follow you? For those listening, how can they follow you?
Yeah, my Instagram name is MDP, like Mary David Paul,
mm-hmm.
_79_kitchen.
Okay, MDP _79_kitchen.
Kitchen, yes.
That's great.
I would say like 98% of my food is like healthy food. Then I also cater for like the non-healthy people. So, I mean, there's a Colombian dish. It's called picada, which is just like a lot of fried meat. So, I mean, I do get little gatherings that do request that. So I do that, but most of my food is health conscious.
Okay, I don't want any negative thoughts. I know you said your wife was Colombian, but I don't want any negative thoughts about Colombian food. There is healthy Colombian food, right? There are.
Oh, no, there is.
Okay,
I mean,
just making sure that's clear to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, one of the unhealthy, but there is also healthy healthy Colombian food.
Sure. All right, Maggie, thank you for taking the time. And Dr. Jawad, any closing thoughts?
Just that I think that everybody who is struggling with weight, who is morbidly obese, who's tried everything they could possibly try, you know, we've had a lot. There are thousands of patients that I have helped, just like Magna, and they each have their own story. And I love following them and seeing how their life has changed before and afterwards. And as he said, the number one comment I get from weight loss procedures or weight loss surgery a year out, 6 months out, is, "Doc, I don't even know why I questioned it. I should have done this 20 years ago because it just that much better of a quality of life sooner in your life rather than later." And that's what I would like a lot of people who are struggling to just think about. Do they want to be on medication for the rest of their life, whether it's different types of medications or even weight loss medications? Do they want to keep struggling, or do they want a tool that can help them and, again, update their body to the society that we're living in? And that's a lot of research and a book that I have coming out in the future about evolution, weight loss, and how this is really what we do is really updating the digestive system to the society that we're living in so that people can have a much easier, happier, and more active life like Magno.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
I would just like to throw this in there.
Okay.
Like, if people that are looking to get the surgery and have questions or they want some kind of guidance or ideas or experience, they can send me a direct message on Instagram, and I'll share everything truthfully.
Okay. And we'll give out the Instagram once again in just a moment. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Right.
For more info, go to jfkmc.org, or you can shoot Magno an instant message at MDP_79_kitchen, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and for a podcast of this show, go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com. JFK Spotlight on Health is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better. I'm Joel Katz. We'll talk next week.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.